Medicine is a life and death matter. And if Sitka Community Hospital was a patient, it would be 61 years old and recovering from a lethal case of underbilling. The good news is that this year, the hospital may finally break even. But can it make a full recovery? Consultant Kevin Kennedy says no.
The hospital has not been making money and continues to lose money, even though its financial performance has definitely improved this year. It's certainly not where anybody would like it to be.
Which is why Kennedy's firm, ECG Management Consultants, is recommending a merger with Search. Kennedy's report made a compelling case for that, one where Search plans to offer jobs to all employees, give veto power to two Sitkins on its accreditation board, spend $100 million on a new facility, and expand services. Kennedy rattled off the 9 areas that lack full-time providers in Sitka.
Cardiology, dermatology, gastroenterology, oncology, neurology, psychiatry, OB-GYN, ophthalmology, pediatrics.
And argued that a merger could change that. He thinks Sitka Community can only stay afloat for another 2 years and urged the assembly to act sooner rather than later.
I don't know if you can negotiate this deal a year from now or 2 years from now that Search is putting on the table.
Now, Search hasn't actually made a formal offer, but COO Dan Neumeister was there and basically told the assembly, we're ready when you are.
The real issue is what should be the future of healthcare and how great it could be, rather than sometimes holding on to the past.
But Sitka Community Hospital has a different prognosis, one where financial health is regained, not lost, within these next 2 years, and the hospital stands alone. The plan now is to pay for capital needs with tobacco tax revenue and for a new electronic health record system, a $3 million project, out of reserves. CEO Rob Allen said his team is also looking for ways to restructure the hospital and grow the strongest programs like the clinic, home health care, and radiology.
I cannot say that, moving forward, we will be the same organization in 2 years. That's correct. We probably will not, but we would still be here and still, I think, thriving.
Well over a dozen Sitkins, many of them hospital employees, patients, and allies, testified with the same message. A few questioned the fairness of ECG's report. Rich Phillips called it a railroad job that offered scant information on Search's finances.
If we're going to get thrown under the bus, let's see what the bus looks like. You know, I want to see all the parts of the bus. Let the assembly see the last 5 years at Search.
Dr. Richard Ween, who has worked at both hospitals, agreed.
The books need to be opened from Search in order to understand what's going on here, and their own financial stability needs to be questioned.
And Ween added, since Search gets the majority of its funding from compact funds and grants, what happens if federal dollars disappear? Harriet Mayasato-Belil, a patient at Search, was outraged that Alaska Native beneficiaries were not directly consulted.
Our constitutional rights have been violated, and no due process has happened for us. Historically, it's an old story, and one that is not in our best interest.
Search was established by the Indian Self-Determination Act in 1975 to provide medical care for Alaska Natives. But that started to change. Search is expanding in some places to non-Native beneficiaries. In January, they merged with a health center in Wrangell. Should the same thing happen in Sitka, Search would open its doors to all. Pharmacist Trish White pointed out this could close doors for some businesses in town.
We have 2 independent community pharmacies. At least one of those will go away if this happens, and probably both of them will go away because there would be no reason to outsource your pharmacy.
And when businesses leave, people leave. Karen Lucas forecasted a doomsday scenario for Sitka, where the cost of living is already on the rise.
To close the hospital, it's another nail in the coffin for the demise of this town.
A nail in the coffin. Or is it life support? A chance to alleviate some of the financial pressure on the city of Sitka? That's the key question here. Mayor Matthew Hunter quoted Assemblymember Stephen Eisenbeis, who wasn't present, in saying, "We value the hospital in our hearts, but do we also value it in our pocketbook?"
I'm really concerned that if we get to a point like we were a couple years ago when the hospital CEO comes and says, we're going to shut the doors in 30 days if you don't give us $1 million. The city's not going to be able to answer that one of these days. And that would bankrupt us because every liability that the hospital has is a city liability. And we don't have enough money in our permanent fund to cover what could happen if suddenly we had to close the doors. So I'm not in favor of rapid change. I'm not in favor of just jumping in and saying, okay, let's change this. I want to make sure that what we do is the most responsible way forward.
Finding themselves at this crossroads, the Assembly decided to pause and solicit more information. Through unanimous motion, they invited both hospitals to draw up proposals. Search for the merger and Sika Community Hospital for financial sustainability. Taking a cue from the crowd, Assemblymember Aaron Swanson requested the group hold a town hall meeting to gather citizen input. That will likely take place in a month. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.